This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The two times that we missed the playoffs a few years ago almost felt like we weren't missing out on anything. This year, there's a terrible feeling of, man, we're missing out. Playoffs are so fun. The energy in every arena is so incredible. To not be there really hurts.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Well, that's Mr. Steve Kerr, and he said that on the TK pod. TK stands for Tim Kawakami. You can find the TK pod linked on our YouTube page, part of the Odyssey family. It always has tremendous conversations, and we hope another one of those conversations happens right now. Hello, TK.
How you doing, Mark? How you doing today?
I'm doing fantastic. What's cooking? What stood out with the conversation with Steve Kerr?
We do this at the end of every year. I just get a feel for where he's at, where the team's at, and I think a couple of conversations I had, and also he was in a really thoughtful end of season presser he had a couple of days after the end of season. So I think you have a franchise that's kind of like, okay, we're in this weird point in time, kind of transitioning from the great years to whatever comes next. You know, they're not there yet, you know, end of an era, but they're ending the era and kind of thinking about how they do this. They still have Steph Curry. He's still great. How do they, you know, maximize what they've got out of this? What roster do they have to put together? What is it going to cost? Who fits right? Who maybe doesn't fit? And I think they're just going through that, but have kind of come to terms with the fact that they're not a championship team, but that, you know, 27-12 to finish the regular season, as we talked about with, you know, I talked about with Steve, and he's brought up, doesn't mean that they're that team because they had the bad first part of the season, 19-24, but there's still elements there. It's, you know, it's not blow it up time, but it's certainly not, you know, the absolute, you know, power time for this franchise. They're just kind of going through that transition. And I think the tone of the conversation I had with Curry yesterday and the tone of the entire phrase is like getting to feel that, making the best of what they've got, not making it worse, and then seeing what happens next. Now, Joe Lacob might not have the same tone. That's the guy who doesn't think generally like that. He's apparently not talking to the media for a while. I understand he's got some things they've got to figure out. But I think from Kerr and maybe, you know, Dunleavy's a little more like, let's just get better, let's get better, let's get better. But I think Kerr, Curry, Draymond, Clay, if Clay resigns, which I would think he's going to do, but obviously it's an open question. It's more like, how do we end this right? How do we put the pieces together to end this right, whatever that means?
And it might just mean that you end it with the big three intact and you don't threaten a championship again, and or you might want to trade some pieces and try to run it back with different players to support the big three. What do you think Joe Lacob's priority is going to be? Because the business of having the three guys all together certainly helps to attract more fans and helps the bottom line, even if you aren't as successful a team.
Well, I mean, they're not trading Steph, and they probably can't get a lot if they try to trade Draymond, so they're not trading him. And Clay's a free agent. So they're really, you know, the idea of trading these guys is probably not where they're at. It's how much are you going to pay Clay to bring him back? And, we'll see what that market is. We'll see where the Warriors are. We'll see where Clay's head is at. It's going to be in a different role. I think Kerr has been very clear about that. It's going to be coming off the bench probably. Again, you know, things change. You never know. But I think it's kind of the reduction in where they put Clay on the pecking order, and how can they get someone who's above Clay in the pecking order? How can they get that number two scorer? How can they get somebody who, you know, when Steph is got three guys on him, can go for 35? They don't really have that. Obviously, it's a tough thing to get. But I think that's where Lacob is. You know, they've always got ideas. They've always got things that they're going to try to do. You know, can you turn Andrew Wiggins into anything? I don't know about that. Can you expect Kuminga to turn into a 2B, a 2C, if he's not a clear 2? We shall see. The way the roster is put together, it doesn't really fit because, you know, Trayce Jackson-Davis played really well at center, really good defensive center, a good lob threat. You got Draymond at the 4, but then you can't really put Kuminga at the 3 unless he's making threes, and he's not there. They've got some ill-fitting pieces. I don't know exactly how they bundle up this and this and put together to get that. Meanwhile, you know, they're going to drop way below $400 million payroll commitment. You just can't have a record payroll commitment for a team that didn't make the playoffs. I mean, any fan, I think, can understand that. I don't think they're going to get way, way cheap, but they're going to get lower. How do they fit all that? I mean, I think they have ideas. I think there's ways that you could kind of see that they could get better. Can they get to a championship? That seems far-fetched. But can you just be better? Can you take a roll of the dice and give you one more, you know, playoff trip for Steph? One, you know, a couple significant rounds. I think that's realistically where they're at.
TK, what is the likelihood? Just spotlight one player. What's the likelihood of a Wiggins deal?
I mean, you know, that I think mainly that would be just to get rid of the contract, which I see some value in. I don't know that they can really trade him for a good player. Now, you know, Wiggins plus 2 picks plus Kuminga, then now maybe you're talking. Just hard because he does give them that defense. They need it. So you're, you know, to think of him as a negative value, which you kind of have to do with that contract, it's tough. I'd say 50-50. You know, I think there were people in the organization who were down on him this season. And I mean, you could understand why he played terrible to start. Played a little bit better and then wasn't so great at the end. Certainly wasn't somebody they could count on in that Kings game, right? I mean, I wasn't a guy who was going to score you 25. Wasn't even going to score you 15. So I'd say 50-50, just determine, you know, is somebody out there really want Kuminga and you attach Wiggins to it and a couple picks, can you get something very interesting? We'll see. I mean, you would have to use that contract to get a high-paid player. My buddy Marcus Thompson is throwing out Zach LaVine, and he's $45 million. For the Warriors to acquire somebody who's making $45 million, it would have to include Andrew Wiggins, possibly Chris Paul, I guess, but I don't know why the Bulls would want to guarantee that salary. So I'd say it's Wiggins. In that way, as a vehicle, that's the way I could see them trying to use him. So that's why I put it 50-50, maybe a little less that he's traded. I would say more likely than not he's back, but I don't say that's, you know, anything could happen when you're trying to put salaries together to try to get better. But he's definitely in flux. Definitely in flux.
Tim Kawakami with us, Willard and Dibs. I was going to let it go once, but you said it twice. You have referenced potentially Jonathan Kuminga leaving in a trade. And so need to ask what you think the likelihood of that is.
Let's think, you know, listen, the owner loves him. So, I mean, it's always harder to start with that. You know, I don't think they want to trade Kuminga. I think they think a lot of him, and there's a lot to think of him. Just saying, if you're going to get something good, You have to give up something good. You can't just go, let's give up all of our crappy players and you give us our really good player. There's going to be, there's something of value that has to be moved, and they're major.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Piece of value is Jonathan Kuminga, who isn't a starter at this point. Can that pry loose something interesting? I've thrown out Jared Allen's name. I don't think he's available at this point, but let's just use him as an example. If you're going to get Jared Allen, what are you going to trade for him? They're not going to give him straight up for Andrew Wiggins. They're not going to do a package of a bunch of guys who never play. It's going to have to be somebody really good, and Jonathan Kuminga's got some real value around this league. We'll see. Maybe they could have got him they could have gotten Pascal Siakam if they put Kuminga in that package. I understood not putting him in the package. The re-sign Pascal Siakam is going to cost Indiana a ton of money. But that's how you get in these conversations. You have to put something of value in the middle of the pot in order to try to get something good. And if you're going to look around on the Warriors roster for something that's good, it's Jonathan Kuminga. I would be very leery of trading him. I like his game a lot. That doesn't mean he's a surefire lock to be on this team next season. I'm not sure how he 100% fits with everything.
And he obviously would be a centerpiece if they went big game hunting. What do you think the likelihood is that the Warriors go out there and maybe try to pry one of these stars from a team that gets knocked out early in the playoffs? Some of these, $45 or $50 million stars. Do the Warriors have the ability to go out there and big game hunt?
I mean, they're going to try. They always try. I don't know how possible it is, how plausible it is. And again, it's going to have to be leading with Kuminga. It's going to have to be Wiggins' salary, or if you get somebody to buy in on Chris Paul's salary, I just don't think they will. I think the Warriors are probably going to have to just waive him. The contract's not guaranteed. I don't think that's really in play. There was a reason why they tried to make the move at the trade deadlines, because that's when they could have used Chris Paul and Klay Thompson's expiring contracts. They are expired now, or if Chris Paul is not expired, if you guarantee the money, but they're not going to guarantee it. There's no way. So it's harder now, and it's Wiggins now, and it's Wiggins plus Kuminga. And what does that get you? I don't know. It's what they're going to look at. It's they're certainly going to put pieces on the table and see where everything fits. I just don't know what that great piece is. DeMar DeRozan, he's a free agent. You can think of names, but it's not like they can just go sign anybody. They're going to be they're not going to be, no matter how much they cut, if it's Clay and Chris Paul, they're not going to get far enough to sign a major free agent. So, yeah, is somebody in love with Jonathan Kuminga? Then let's see where that can get them. But it would have to put, they'd almost certainly have to put Wiggins in that deal too. Does that make it worse? These are questions that they don't know the answers to. I don't know the answers to. They're going to try, though. You have to try. the Jordan Poole trade came out of nowhere. That was Mike Dunleavy, you know, a little under the radar. I think he's pretty good at that. So, you know, I imagine they've got two or three names they're very interested in. We'll see where it is. You're right, though. And I would look at some of these blown-out teams in the first round where it doesn't look good, it doesn't feel good, and you go, you know, would that player work? You know, I think you can look at that and say maybe then they another team would go, God, John Kuminga and Andrew Wiggins would be pretty interesting for us right now. I just don't know who that is. You know, there's names out there. You can look at the teams that are down 2-0 in the first round or not looking great. I just don't know that that's where this is going to end up. I just think the Warriors are going to make those calls.
Check out the TK Pod. Tim Kawakami is with us here, Willard and Dibs, 95.7 The Game. Okay, two parts. The first one is very quick. A, do you think Brandon Ayuk is on the team when we go to bed tomorrow night?
I would guess he is, but I, like everyone else, including the 49ers and Brandon Ayuk, you don't know. I've been told it's up in the air, and I'm not going to make a guess. I think it's likelier than it's hard to put these trades together. There's a lot of complications with this one that the team would have to, you know, they'd have to get an offer they like from a team that is willing to pay Brandon Ayuk. That's a lot. There's many levels to this. I think they came pretty close to trading Deebo 2 years ago and they didn't. In fact, I would say they probably were more willing to trade Deebo Samuel 2 years ago after a monster season, you know, one of Kyle Shanahan's favorite players, than they are now with Ayuk. Although, the more you listen, the more you, okay, maybe they are pretty close. Huh. Or at least willing to talk on Ayuk. I think they're far apart in negotiations. I think, you know, I'll just put it this way. The 49ers are positioning themselves around the league that they could trade Ayuk. Maybe that's the way to get the best trade offer. Maybe you put a scare in Ayuk. I don't know. That's how they're positioning it, in the way I've heard. And I think Ayuk's camp is positioning it. Yeah, fine, trade us. We're going to go somewhere that will pass. We just want to get what's right. Both sides, maybe it's a stare down. Maybe it's a game of chicken. But you know what? Games of chicken sometimes end up in crashes. So I'm going to wait. It's going to be very dramatic. I guess there's a potential they could even do it the next day for a second-round pick. I think that would be silly. I think Brandon Ayuk, if you're going to trade him, you got to get a really good first-round pick and get a receiver that you know can plug right in there, because if they trade him for a second-round pick, boy, I think they really take a step backwards in this quest to win a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
If I had to guess, I'd say that he's still on the team tomorrow and the next day, but, man, that's a guess, and I don't think John Lynch could tell you for sure. I really don't. I don't think they know. They're going to wait to see what the offers are, going to see what receivers on the board. When that pick they're offered comes to them, they're going to see how they feel about Ayuk. This is dramatic. This is really dramatic stuff for a team that has not really had dramatic first rounds in a while. This
right.
was a big one.
So, and then is this the correct premise with which to move forward? If Brandon stays and is re-signed, then do you buy the idea that by the end of next year or next March, some very large name is going to have to move on? Like, we've got a poll question that we've been throwing out to our listeners. Which option would you take? And that is trade Ayuk, move on from Deebo next March, move on from Kittle next March, or play chicken with Brock Purdy's future deal. which one do you think is most likely? And do you buy that one of those has got to happen?
Yeah, I think a couple of them might happen, actually. But we'll see. You know, we saw with Armstead, like, this is not a team that is shy about moving into some, you know, move out some very popular players who did a lot for this team. I think it's set up for Deebo Samuel's contract to be moved off after this season. I just think that's the way the contract was played out. It's like, that's where they have this out. It's not this year, it's next year. Ayuk would not be getting a new contract starting till next season anyway, very likely. You don't really tear up that last season if you do the extension. They haven't with other players, so his number is not going up huge. In fact, it will go down because it's $14 million this season. The number will probably go down to start the cap hits and then expand, you know, by a lot in later years. I think it's Deebo. I mean, I think Christian McCaffrey is, you'd love to have them both. But I think in some ways having them both is a luxury. If you're going to pay them, you know, $35 million, might as well just pay Christian McCaffrey 15 and try to get what Debo does in other ways. Potentially, I've written this, a potential declining player. This is kind of was the issue that they had with him 2 years ago. It was like they just didn't see how he was going to be a $27 million player in 3 years. Well, he's probably not going to be. And they have their way out of it. So for pure math, you could say if they give the money to Ayuk, it's probably not going to go to Debo. But that's not limited to just the one player. You know, and we saw it with Armstead. We might see it with several other players. They have outs for these long-term deals. That's why players fight for the guaranteed money. And when the time comes, when the guaranteed money doesn't hit the 49ers as hard, you start seeing some players going. I would not get into a staring contest with the quarterback. If you love the quarterback, you do not want him feeling bad about the situation. It's just a special position in the league. I just don't, again, but I keep saying this, it's boring. Any Purdy long-term deal, the cap hits aren't really going to hit hard till 2026. So they've got some wiggle room on that. They're not, you know, it's going to be announced as this, you know, if it happens next year, probably will 5 years, you know, $250 million deal. It is not costing them that. It is not. There are going to be fake years, fake money.
Right.
Early cap hits are going to be low. So don't think they have to account for that right away. They do not. They do not have to account for it probably until 2026, maybe even later. So it doesn't all have to come at once. It doesn't. These things are kind of staggered. The one that I think is very, very one for one might be Ayuk and Debo. And I just think Ayuk is the player that is more likely to be good in 3 years than Debo, or at least be very valuable. I just see that happening. It won't, again, not now. The cap hit to move off of Debo would be too much. But in a year, I think everybody in the situation understood that when he signed that deal, because they can get out of it in a year.
And I think Ayuk also thinks that he is more valuable to the Niners than Debo is, which is why they're probably far apart, because Brandon Ayuk wants a bigger piece of the pie than the 49ers seemingly want to give him. So outside of the Brandon Ayuk question, when you look at this team, Tim, going into tomorrow and Friday and the rest of the draft, what position do you look at that they need to upgrade immediately in the draft?
I've been saying tackle. I think a lot of people have been saying tackle. You get a right tackle that you like, and maybe in a year or two he can move to left tackle, because, man, I mean, to replace Trent Williams, that is going to be a major deal. They don't seem to be there. They seem to be like, you know, like maybe at 31, they just don't feel that's the spot. They don't want to give up what it would cost to move up to, say, 20 to take, you know, one of the guys that seems to be, you know, the fifth or the fourth rated tackle in a very deep draft. I would do it if I was them. I feel like you go up and you get aggressive and you spotlight the guys you like. And if it costs you a little bit more than you like, too bad. You get the guy you like at a position you need. I don't think they're going to do it. And now back of my mind, I'm thinking maybe they got some kind of veteran. Like, you know, there are veteran tackles that have played in their similar systems that they know. And rookies, you never know, right? So I can see them like, you know what, if we're going to put this guy right in, though, we're going to know he can play right tackle for us. And maybe there's somebody available for a third-round pick, for a fourth-round pick. Maybe that's how you use your extra picks rather than jumping up in the first round. I could see that. I would want a young stud, though. I just think you get the great tackles in the first round. I just think you do. And they're going to need two, because one's going to play right tackle, and in a year or two, one's going to play left. You need somebody to play left tackle. And it's very, very expensive when you start trying to search for a left tackle. There are not many of them in the draft every year. So I'd go tackle. I don't think they're going to. I think it feels like they're going to go tackle in the second round maybe. And it could be cornerback, could be defensive lineman. It's a 49er tradition, right? If there's a first round, right. If there's an early pick, they're taking a defensive lineman. They've done it like four times in 7 years, and maybe it'll be 5 and 8. I understand it. It's a very valuable position. Get another guy to go sack the quarterback. Get a guy in the middle. They are a little thin. They've lost a lot of talent there. You know, Javon Kinlaw, Eric Armstead, Cleveland Furl, Chase Young. I mean, they have an exodus. They like to have a bunch of first-round talents on the defensive line. I could see them doing that. It would be not the sexiest thing in the world, given all the other things we're talking about. But if that's the way this falls and they stay true to their board, maybe that's what it is, and they get your tackle somewhere else. I would go get the tackle. I would sacrifice a third round pick to try to move up, you know, maybe something else, and go get the guy you really want at 20 or 19. Or maybe they're projecting that they can't even do that. It doesn't feel like they're even interested in that, though. Just they haven't been around these tackles. You'd think they'd want to have Chris Foerster, the offensive line coach, like put his hands on some guys to see, you know, does this guy really fit with what we like? Haven't really done that. Makes me feel like they're going to go in another direction there.
TK, great stuff. Hey, if you were going to put next week's salary, got to make you do it now, next week's salary on a player who still plays in the Bay Area this fall, Brandon Ayuk, Clay Thompson, Andrew Wiggins.
I'm not making that bet.
Oh, I think come on.
All up in the air. Yeah,
not, wow. All right.
Okay. All right. Okay. I'll say Clay.
There
you guys can do that for me. I make a lot of money, though, so I don't like betting that.
Yeah.
You know, like, I'll bet one of your guys' salaries. I don't know if I want to bet one of mine.
Hey, I make a medium amount of money. You just stand down. All right, Tim. Good stuff, man. Thank you so much.
All right, guys.
There goes Tim Kawakami. That was
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.